Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Tet Amud Bet, that's 9b. And we are about halfway down the page. In the wide lines, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down in the wide lines. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Now, in our Mishnah, we're talking about various things related to getting married and to women that you are and are not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So we talked about how you're not usually supposed to get married on Chol HaMoed unless you are remarrying a woman that you got divorced from already. And then the Mishnah adds in, Va'osa Isha Tachshiteha. A woman can beautify herself, can do all of her tachshitim, her adorning herself on Chol HaMoed. Now, usually we might assume that this is related to jewelry, but it's not. As the Mishnah is going to, as the Gemara is going to explain now, it refers to makeup, basically, or personal grooming. Okay, so within the two dots on that line, it says Va'osa Isha Tachshiteha. That's quoting the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. Elu hein tachshitei nashim. These are the beautifications of women. Kochelet, which is related to the word kachol, which means blue. So it is some kind of blue eyeliner, either put on the lids of the eye or a line in the eye, some kind of blue eye makeup. Upokeset. There's a big debate about what pokeset means. Rashi says it means to comb one's hair so that you comb it to make a part. Tosafot brings a number of other possible examples, such as fixing the hair outside of one's handkerchief, so like the hair that's visible, which shows that they had some hair like that, or possibly quoting Rashi from Ketubot that it refers to braiding hair, but it refers to somehow fixing your hair. Uma'avirat srak al paneha, and putting either foundation or blush on her face. So those three things, putting makeup on your eyes, fixing your hair, and fixing the skin of your face. Ve'ika de'amri, but some people say that instead of the foundation or the blush, there is actually an opinion that says pokeset refers to putting on blush. So if you hold that way, ika de'amri, the third one, some people read it as ma'averet. It says in the Gemara srak, but it should be fixed to sakin. Ma'averet sakin al paneha shel mata, that it refers to waxing herself down below, to removing hair from her lower regions, which was also allowed on Chol HaMoed. Now it tells us a story. Devitu de Rav Chista, the wife of Rav Chista, mekashta ba'anpe kalata. She was spending time with her daughter-in-law, and I guess it was Chol HaMoed, and she was doing her beauty regimen. Yativ Rav Huna bar Chinana kamid Rav Chista, and in the meantime, Rav Huna was sitting with Rav Chista. V'yati v'kamar, he was sitting there, and he said to him, Lo shanu, when the rabbi said that you could beautify yourself on Chol HaMoed, ela yalda. They said it only referred to a young girl. Aval zekena, but an old woman, no. So here he is, as Rashi explains, criticizing Rav Chista's wife. First of all, he's calling her an old woman. I don't know if that was an insult at the time or not, but it sounds a little bit like an insult. And also, he's criticizing what she's doing. He's saying she's not really, your wife is doing something that's not really allowed on Chol HaMoed. She shouldn't be beautifying herself on Chol HaMoed. That only applies to young girls. Amar lei, so Rav Chista responds a little testily. Ha Elohim, he goes, by God, afilu imcha, even your mother would be permitted to beautify herself on Chol HaMoed. It's like the equivalent of saying your mom, right? Va'afilu ime de imcha, even your grandmother could do it. Va'afilu amed al akiva, even a woman who is on the brink of death. Rashi amends it to omedet al petach kivra. She is about to die. Any woman is allowed to beautify herself on Chol HaMoed. When the rabbi said it, it was not limited by age at all. To Amri Inchi, as they say, there's a folk saying, bat shitin ki bat shit, that a 60-year-old woman is like a girl of six. Lekal tavla rahata, when the sound of the beating drum or the timbrel begins. In other words, when the music for the wedding starts up, even the older women get as excited and become as youthful as the younger women. Everybody loves to get themselves beautified for a party. So because it brings simcha to everyone, no matter what the age of the woman, she can beautify herself on Chol Hamoed. And that is Rav Chisda's opinion, and he says it very strongly. Okay, that's the end of that sugya. Rav Yehuda Omer, going back to the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah says, Lo Tasud, he brings a dissenting opinion that you shouldn't use lime. Lime is a kind of a caustic depilatory, and it can burn the skin, but it will take off it'll take off hair. And can help you, and was a product used for beautification. So, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Isha lo tasud, a woman should not use lime on the Chol Hamoed, mipnei shenivul hula, because it is actually, at first, makes her, it pains her, and it makes her less beautiful. And it's only later that, you know, like maybe the day after, that it is beneficial to her. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. However, he says he permits besed for lime, sheyecholah lekaplo b'moed, if you're able to peel it off on the moed. So apparently the lime was actually some kind of a face mask where you caked it onto your skin and you let it dry there, and then you only peeled it off later. So I guess if it was the beginning of Chol Hamoed and you were going to peel it off on Chol Hamoed, Rabbi Yehuda says that would be fine, shetofalto b'moed, because then it's it gets its benefit, or it gets peeled off on the holiday. She'afal pisha metzira hi achshav, even though it causes her pain when it is applied and when she's wearing it, smecha hi la'achar zman, she becomes happy afterwards. So if the beneficial effects of the lime are going to be experienced on the holiday, not after the holiday, but on the holiday, Rabbi Yehuda would permit it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's baseline, is that you have to get the benefit on the holiday itself. Umi it leila Rabbi Yehuda hai savara, and who said that Rabbi Yehuda holds this way? In other words, that even though you suffer right now, since you benefit from it later, it's okay. Does he really hold this way? We have an opinion that seems to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept this idea of temporary pain. V'hatnan, did we not learn in a Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nifra'im mehen mipnei shem meitzar. This is a section related to dealing with idol worshippers around the time of their holidays. There's a prohibition against doing business with idol worshippers the day before or on their holidays, because it will make them happy and they will go make offerings to their gods because of the wonderful business they just did with the Jews. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Nifra'in mehen, you may collect a debt from the idol worshiper, mipnei shemeitzar, because having to repay a debt is always painful for them. So that pain is fine to do. Amru lo, but they said to him, Afa pi shemeitzar achshav, even though it's painful for him now to pay the debt, afterwards he'll be happy. He'll say I'm debt free, and that will make him very happy. So this svara that a little pain now will lead to happiness later, which is true of many things, let's say exercise or eating well, all those things, we're saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't buy that. If it hurts the idol worshiper now, it's okay, even though he'll be happy about it later. So the Gemara answers this with two possible answers. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the first answer. And he says, Hanach lehilchot moed. He goes, put aside the laws of Chol HaMoed, of the middle days of the festival. Dekulhu meitzar achshav. All of them are painful now. V'sameach l'achar zman ninhu. But they give you joy afterwards. And in other words, everything you do on Chol HaMoed that's prohibited is because it's painful now, but it's beneficial later. In other words, you know, you don't necessarily want to have to go work in irrigating your field right now. It's annoying and difficult work. It's hard labor. It's tircha yetera. But you're doing it because you want to have vegetables and fruits and things to sell afterwards. So you're going to be happy later. So everything about what you do on Chol HaMoed is about whether or not you can suffer now in order to be happy later. So Rabbi Huda's standard is different for the laws of Chol HaMoed than it is in general. In general, he doesn't really hold by the principle of what you do that hurts you now but makes you happy later. He doesn't care about the happy later part. But in Chol HaMoed, where everything falls under that category, if the happiness comes early enough, that is, it happens on the Moed itself, Rabbi Yehuda would permit it. A second answer is Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Kuti le'inyan pira'on le'olam meitzar. Ravina says, no, the difference is dealing with the idolaters. The situation of the idolaters is different because they never want to repay a debt. This is based on a sort of a jaundiced view of these idolaters, that they are all dishonest. In other words, all of them are hoping that they'll never have to pay the debt, that somehow they'll get away with never repaying it. So they have this hope alive that they'll never have to repay it. So whenever they repay it, they're not happy later because they always wish that somehow they had found a way to get away with not repaying the loan at all. So in that regard, having to repay the loan causes them pain, and it is not a case of experiencing pain now, but being happy later, because they'll never be happy about it. Okay, going back to the topic of using this depilatory, this lime, Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Benot Yisrael, Jewish girls, Shehigiyu Lepirkan, who have arrived at puberty. And this means physical puberty. In other words, they have pubic hair. Velo Higiyu Leshanim, but they're not yet 12. So there are two standards by which we judge whether or not a woman is a girl or a woman. One is by a standard gauge of a year that she's 12 years old, and one is by physiological signs that she's a woman. So in this case, she has physiological signs, but she's not yet old enough. So Aniyot, poor girls, Tofloto Tonbesid, they used lime because it was harsh on the skin and it was painful, but it was inexpensive. Ashirot, the rich girls, toflototan besolet, they would use flour because that was much less caustic. Benot Melachim, and the aristocrats, the princesses, would use b'shemen amor. They would use some kind of fine oil, this myrrh oil. Shenemar, it says, shishah chodeshim b'shemen amor. When the girls were taken to the palace of Ahasuerus, they spent 6 months anointing themselves with this fine oil, which made the skin very radiant and lovely and soft. My shemen amor, the Gemara asks, what exactly is this this myrrh oil? Rav Huna Bar Chiya amar stakt. Rav Huna Bar Chiya says, it is this resin that comes from an olive tree called stakt. Rav Yirmiya Bar Ami amar shemen zayit shelo hevi shlish. Rav Yirmiya says, it is olive oil that is harvested when the olives are only a third grown. So it's this immature olive oil, which is good oil for the skin. And these are fine oils that are mentioned in other places in the Gemara. We discuss them in Megillah as well. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, and this too, we have a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, anpikinon, that it's this it's this oil called anpikinon, which is shemen zayit, olive oil, shelo hevi shlish, that is not yet a third matured. Vilama sachinoto, and why do they use this to put it on their skin? Why do they anoint themselves with it? Shemeshireta se'ar, because it straightens it takes off the hair. Umadin et habasar, and it refreshes, it makes the flesh healthy. So the oil is good for the skin, and that's why people use it. Rav Bibi Havale Barta, Rav Bibi had a daughter, I guess she was a young daughter, Tafla Aver Aver, and he applied lime to her skin, and he did it section by section. He didn't do it all at once. He did it limb by limb. Aver means a limb. Shak alba dalad me'azuze, and when she got married, he collected 400 zuz for her ketubah. So what this means to say is two things. First of all, 400 zuz is twice the normal amount. And as Rashi says, it's because she was so beautiful. Her skin was so beautiful, and she was so beautiful because of these treatments that he had done that to make her skin so perfect that that he was able to drive up the bride price for her and get twice as much as usual. So in this case, we see that applying the lime to a woman is very beneficial for her and also for her father in the marriage market. So apparently this was known that Rabbi did this. So Hava Hahu Kuti Bishibubute, there was a certain heretic who was in his neighborhood. There are different girsas, whether it's Kuti or Goy, non-Jew or heretic, but somebody who was not part of the Torah community was in his neighborhood. Dehavile Barta also had a daughter, Tafla Bechad Zimna, and he coated her entire body with lime all at once. Umeita, and she died. This seems like a little strong. I don't know what he was doing exactly, but I guess the lime can block the pores of the skin. That's what it says in the Koran. Or else it's very caustic. He put on too much. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but he did it in the wrong way, and she died. Amar, and then he walked around town saying, Katla Bibi Labarte, Bibi killed my daughter. Because he had been following his lead in giving and putting lime on his daughter, and now it had caused a tragedy. So I don't know how, it doesn't say how Bibi responded, but obviously he didn't follow the instructions very well. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Rav Bibi deshate shikra, Rav Bibi in his house drank beer, and I guess his daughters drank beer as well. Bayan binte tafla, so his daughters needed to have this lime treatment, apparently, but I don't know if it's because they were drinking beer or for some other reason, but Rav Bibi's daughters were hirsute, they had a lot of hair, and so he needed to do this treatment in order to take off the hair so that they looked nicer. I guess that was the standard of beauty, it still is today. Anan, but we, says Rav Nachman, Deloshatin and Shichra, we don't drink beer. Lo bayan binten tafla. So our daughters do not require this treatment. They don't have as much hair as Rav Bibi's daughters. But in other words, if a person, so I think the relevance of this is that if a person needs to do this, then it is beneficial for them. So, you know, there may be some women that have hair on their upper lips and some that don't, but the ones that do would want to remove that hair or might want to remove that hair if that's the standard of beauty, so that they look more beautiful and they would be able to do that on Chol HaMoed. That takes us to the very bottom of the daf. We'll stop there and continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.